You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Now plug yourself in the ass. It's the time for another Go Plug Yourself podcast.
It was all the mics. This is Fringe Audio Buzz episode 3. We watched just the one show.
Yeah!
We watched. You want to get the microphone a little closer, Sarah? Yeah, a little bit closer.
Yeah!
That's way too loud. Far too loud. Okay, so this episode of Audio Buzz, we watched Uncalled For Presents. Take a shot at the title, Sarah.
Not gonna happen.
Try it. Just come on.
I can't.
Bandolier of Dreams.
I can't even read those words, guys.
Bandolier of Dreams. Presented by local Montreal improv troupe Uncalled For.
Yep.
And this is... I don't know if they have actually missed a Fringe, but they definitely have... They're pretty much at every Fringe.
Yeah.
I feel like.
They've been at every Fringe, and I think this is the first time I've actually gone to go see them.
Okay. No, I thought we saw Today Is All Your Birthdays.
No, you went to go see that.
I went to go see that. Maybe with Sophie.
Yeah.
Anyway, suffice it to say, we went to go see Uncalled For's Bandolier of Dreams. Now, this is a long-form improv show, I guess?
Yeah. It was like, yeah, exactly. Exactly like that. Exactly. Yeah, so... Basically, it's set in, I don't know, what did you call it? Like, someplace in England.
Yeah, exactly. Like the hillsides of England.
And instead of cars, there's horses. So just pick a time. Pick any time. Like, you know, last year, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that it's supposed to be kind of like Victorian, like Jane Austen-y sort of time. Like, they really enjoy tea. And it's basically, it's a two-man show starring Matt Goldberg and Mike Hughes. And apparently it was directed by Dan Jeannette. And Dan Jeannette, you might recognize in the Lotto 649 commercials.
Ooh.
So, what was this? About?
So this is an improv show, as Keith kind of mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And it's basically about a guy and his twin who died. So basically, there's a twin, and he died, and then his friend comes over to hang out, and his twin also dies.
Yeah.
And he also wants to ask him to be his best man. So, I actually didn't read what the show was about, and I didn't know it was improv until they asked the woman up on stage. So that's a great show if, like, you're just going in there because you're like, oh, this fits. Let's go see this. And then, you know, in terms of the scheduling. And then anyway, we went there, and I was like, oh, they're so funny, and, like...
Yeah.
This is going pretty smooth for two guys.
You didn't think maybe it was like it was improv from the way that they like, not quite often, and not to the detriment of any scene, but to the fact that they kept kind of laughing at each other's suggestions.
No, I really didn't.
You were just like they're just bad actors.
No, I was like I guess it's part of the charm of the show. Like you know, like I don't know where it's
like how the best Saturday Night Live sketches have.
Yeah, and also making fun of like Victorian England when you know you have like this. This guy who has a lot of wealth and he just has a room without any walls as his home because, you know,
so
he can.
I would go deeper, and I don't know if this
is... I don't want to give spoilers because you don't
know. No, I don't really want to give spoilers either into the story, but I'm saying that I would go deeper. First of all, I'm interested in possibly, I guess this is sort of recommendation, I'm interested in possibly seeing this again if I have the time on account of the fact that I kind of want to see where their structure is. Because obviously there is a structure to it. They have a set piece. They have their little posters up. And it's not just like, I doubt, and I mean maybe they're listening to this and they're going to just do it to fuck me over. Like I doubt it's ever going to be like a post-apocalyptic future. It's kind of like they definitely have a setting and I feel like they have characters.
Yeah, definitely.
I would even go as far as saying that if I were to distill what I saw into the characters, one of them is incredibly confident about the present, and the other is incredibly confident about the future.
Yes.
And that is basically... And that might be all that they're going on. Mm-hmm. They might be like, there's the two characters, and I mean, they also have the props of the two photos of themselves. Right? So we know that those are around. So that maybe,
and there's wine.
And there's a lot of wine.
They drink about a liter of wine.
Yeah, they drink two small bottles of wine. 45 minutes. Over the course of a 45-minute show, so... Which I'm sure definitely loosens them up in terms of improv.
Yeah.
But that's it. So I don't know if that's maybe the structure of it is that's what they're doing. But like I said, maybe I like all improv shows that are structured improv shows. They're kind of worth seeing twice if you're into them, obviously, to see where the structure comes from. Because like obviously, Like, for instance, as you said, they brought an audience member up to the crowd. That might be something they do every night. But what the audience member says, like, unlike a lot of improv shows...
You never know what the other person's going to say,
well,
obviously.
Yeah, but usually when they bring someone up on stage, they don't really work for him on dialogue.
No.
Like, in the show we saw, like, and this might happen to all the times, like, they literally presented a situation where the character on the woman on stage got to kind of decide if she was in love with one of the characters or not.
Yeah.
Which could...
But they were good about keeping, like, yes or no kind of questions.
For sure. But she could answer them one way or the other.
Yeah.
Still. So, and it's like, in the show, obviously, could take a very different spin if she says, yes, I do love you, or, and no, there isn't another man, or, no, I don't love you, or, yes, I do love you, and there is not another man. You know what I mean? Like, so they... Those are pretty open-ended questions in terms of how the show is going to play out towards the end, right? Like, these aren't just sort of like, what's your favorite color?
No, obviously.
You know, there's like some major questions that the person can flip. Yeah, there's only two ways to go because there's yes or no questions, but pretty big, like what they call like risk-taking in terms of improv. Big risk-taking. But these guys have been doing it for like 14
years.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, these guys do it all the time. I mean, what, like I said, in when they started, I didn't even realize it was an improv show until, like, they kind of got a little sillier, and then they got the woman on stage, and I was like, oh, shit, this is actually an improv show.
To be fair,
and
though.
And I typically don't like improv.
But you like this.
But I like this.
I was gonna, say, though, they did cheat this episode, or this edition, the one that we saw, because the one they brought up on stage was Andrew Yates' mom.
Oh.
So they both knew that woman.
Okay.
So, which I thought was a little bit bullshit for the rest of the audience, knowing that that was Anders' mom.
If you knew.
Yes. Well, she was sitting next to Anders and looks like Anders.
Whatever.
So, just
she,
saying.
She was, like, super embarrassed. So
oh, yeah.
She was playing exactly like anybody else who would get on stage and be, like, super awkward and, oh my God, I can't believe you made me sit here.
That might be why they picked her.
Yeah,
knowing also you're picking your friend's mom, and you're like, ha, ha, ha.
And you're also getting drunk on stage.
Exactly.
With your friend's mom.
Exactly. So, would you recommend Uncalled For Presents Bandolier of Dreams?
Yeah, it was really fun, and if you guys go see it, tell us if anything happened that's completely different than what you just heard, because that would be really cool.
We would appreciate it.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Just a tweet at 9to5cc, number 9to5cc.
Or
Facebook, 9to5.cc, whatever.
Or you can do like a super getaway, which is like right on the actual website.
You could add a comment on the website.
The comments
will be closed in 2 weeks.
There you go.
Whatever. Do that. Anyway, we checked out another show that we're going to be talking about next episode, which is Al LaFrance's. Do you know the name of this one?
The Quitter.
You did it. I thought you were going to say donuts. Thank you so much. Hope everyone's enjoying the fringe. That was awesome. Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?